President Obama had hoped to accomplish one of his main goals by this week, to sign into law a major overhaul of the banking system. The House has passed the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, but the Senate has yet to vote. Democratic senators are waiting for West Virginia's governor to replace the late Robert Byrd. The bill has been called the greatest change to our financial system since the Great Depression, and yet there are many issues that remain unclear. And here to talk about that is Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money team. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Robert.
And there are a lot of details in this huge bill, but what's missing from it?
Well, it's a huge bill. I've been trying to make my way through it, and it is so dense and filled with so much detail that it's sort of shocking to learn how much isn't in the bill. Congress has left an awful lot of the details up to regulators and a variety of commissions to figure out how best to regulate the financial system. Congress created broad goals. Then it's up to the other folks to fill in the fine details.
Give us a couple of examples of questions that are left for the regulators to answer.
Sure. A perfect one is, what do we do when a huge financial firm the government determines is systemically important? What do we do when they are in danger of collapse? Do we bail them out? Do we allow them to collapse? This is a question that is left unanswered.
You mean the resolution authority to fold it down?
The bill gives the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the authority to resolve these institutions, to wind them down. But there's very little details on how the FDIC should do it. It's up to the FDIC. And one way they might do it would effectively prop up giant financial institutions in a way that would make our system very unhealthy. Other ways they could do it would be applauded by many in the financial reform community. But the bill leaves open such a wide spectrum of options that we just don't know how it's going to work.
Okay. What else is unclear in this legislation? What else has Congress left unresolved and up to the regulators?
Capital reserve requirements, the amount of money banks have to hold on to weather really bad times. We don't know what those capital reserve requirements are going to be, and will they be the same in the U.S. and around the world or not? That's a key issue. Another one is this so-called Volcker rule that a lot of people have called for. While the Volcker rule is in there, that basically says banks can't gamble as much or take as much risk on their own account. But there's such a wide spectrum of ways of implementing it that it could go from extremely onerous to the banks to almost irrelevant.
Then there are some thorny issues that Congress has passed off to be studied further. For example,
yes, this is the bill that launched 1,000 studies. There's going to be congressional commissions and study groups to figure out what to do with rating agencies, what to do about the size of the largest 6 banks in the country, how to handle risk sharing among secured creditors, all sorts of things where Congress doesn't even leave it to the regulators. It just says we're going to get a bunch of experts together and they're going to figure it out.
Well, what are you hearing from experts, Adam? Is this a case of letting regulators regulate, which after all is what they do? Or would it be better to have a bill that's much, much more specific and more managerial? What do you hear?
I really hear two things. One is fairly optimistic. The other is really, really cynical. So the optimistic thing first, people say, hey, look, this is incredibly complicated stuff. It's going to take years for economists and finance people to figure out what caused this crisis and how to prevent the next one. So it's great that Congress built the flexibility into the system to respond to new ideas. The cynical idea, one economist told me that he calls this bill the permanent contributions to Congress bill, because we have seen a huge uptick in contributions to Congress people on the key committees from financial services firms. If this resolved all the key issues, they wouldn't get any more donations. Now, with so many issues open for so many more years, they're very likely to get really healthy donations from lots and lots of banks and other financial institutions.
Okay. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Robert.
It's Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money team.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0.
You're listening to All Things Considered.